Here on the YourLiveEvent.com Coaches Show, we're joined now by the head coach of the Fertile Beltrami Falcons, Coach Brian Nelson, here today. And Brian, thanks for taking some time to join us on the YLE Coaches Show. And obviously the Section 6 nine-man football champions beating the Black Duck Drakes, but and now sort of previewing this week's game against Ogilvie. But let's go back to sort of the beginning of the regular season and talk about expectations that this team has had. And we've talked about it multiple times. This team has played with a chip on its shoulder. But when you set those expectations at the beginning of the year, you feel like those your team met those?
Yeah, you know, with our mini camps this summer, we kind of thought amongst ourselves that we could put together a pretty talented football team. Looking at the guys we had back from last year, although we lost a lot of really good football players, but you know, the way they worked this summer, Vertimax training and coming to mini camps and going to other camps and weightlifting, we just had this feeling that, you know what, I think we can be pretty good. And you know, there may be some people that were doubting that in the area, but you know, give credit to the kids. These seniors have led this team tremendously, and we put together a pretty good group this year.
And it's one of those things too that it doesn't just take, you know, in the regular season. We're not just going to win in the regular season. It takes all that hard work from summer all the way through the year to put together a special group.
Yeah, it does. The mini camps, we meet once a week on Thursday nights. I think we ended up having 7 of them, and you know, it gives us an idea of who and where for offense and defensively too. We work a little bit in. We get everybody involved 7 through 12. So each group gets to practice a little bit. The junior high gets to practice, and the JV and our older kids, and really concentrate on people, who and where, and some of our schemes. And you know, they show up to that and do their weightlifting. You know, it just benefited us tremendously before the season started.
So looking at the season schedule for you guys, a lot of lopsided scores on the schedule, starting with the Northern Freeze and then LaPorte and then Park Christian, and then followed by the Nevis Tigers. Things got a little bit hairier there, still 30-0 in that game. But we talked about how much you guys have been a second-half team and how important adjustments are. And your team seems to respond pretty well to adjustments.
Yeah, you know, a lot of times it's not really, really big adjustments. I think like in the Black Duck Section Championship game, you know, our main adjustments were looking at what they were doing. We're going to run to the weak side a little bit more with a couple different plays until they switch a couple individuals over to that side, and then we ran strong. And couple other adjustments on defense. Our defensive ends were getting too far upfield and they were going underneath. So it doesn't have to be a big adjustment, just a couple little things technique wise and you know, it made a big difference in the second half.
So looking at the championship game and then of course the regular season game against Black Duck at your guys' place, 42-12 and then 46-14, so very similar scores, but you told me in that regular season game that was probably the best game you guys had played all year. And you know, what does that take to be the best game you played all year?
You know, in that game, and tell you what, Black Duck had a lot of talented players back this year. Of all the teams returning starters, they were the ones. And just, you know, their quarterback's very athletic. The first time we played him, he was a little dinged up, so he was not as mobile. But Dante Frank, Flatness, you got Arp, you know, just a lot of good football players. And that first time we played them, we got up on them, I think, 22-0 at halftime. But we just played lights out defense, other than I think they had one drive on us. And then second half, we kind of did the same thing we usually do. And kind of feeling that the section championship game would probably be a little bit different because Blinsky was a lot healthier and he can throw the ball, he can run the ball, and those other guys are just tremendous football players, and they had a good game plan coming in. And you know, we kind of fell apart in the second quarter, and I thought we were very fortunate that we got one in right before half and we were able to stop them right before half, go in with a lead, get hydrated and rested a little bit, make some adjustments, and then come out in the second half like we usually do.
Yeah, and there was at one point you guys were down 14-12 right before half. Did you expect a halfback pass coming at all?
You know, I think we had practiced something like that because we were putting it in, and unfortunately they threw it on us, and they caught us, and you know, then we kind of fell apart a little bit, hung our heads. But I like the way your kids responded. We were able to drive down the field and score. And then, like I said, in the second half, after those adjustments and stuff, put together a really solid second half.
So what does it tell you about your team when you went down and sort of all the momentum swung to the side of Black Duck? Didn't seem like there was any panic on your sideline or anything like that.
No, there wasn't. I think we were hanging our heads a little bit, you know. And, you know, that dead air in the Fargo Dome, they were getting kind of tired. I think Black Duck was too. You could tell the kids are getting a little bit worn out. And, you know, we need to get to that halftime break. And we're able to do some good things right before half and make it to that. And then, like I said, get rehydrated, get our legs under us a little bit, and get back to the second half.
Well, that's the other thing, too. You didn't see a lot. Didn't see a lot of guys go down with cramps or anything. I didn't see any bananas get tossed around on the sideline either.
No, we had pickle juice shots with, and we were giving them that. And Coach Zimmel mixed up some Gatorade. And we stress all week that you can't just do it the day of the game. You have to potassium low throughout the week and hydrate throughout the week. And you know, it's a different atmosphere in there, and it kind of zaps you in the first quarter, but you eventually get kind of used to it.
Previewing a Thursday's game with Ogilvie in Grand Rapids, same venue as last year. Of course, you guys beat Mountain Iron Buell in this game last season. But looking at Ogilvie and the schedule that they've put together, a lot of high-scoring games on their schedule as well, many games being 50, 60 points is where all their victories are coming from. What makes them so good to put up so many points?
You know, looking at film this weekend, we broke down quite a few films, and, you know, they have tremendous size, like height size, kids, very physical. They have a very quick running back. Their quarterback is a very stout individual that can throw the ball very, very well. Defensively, they're very, very aggressive. You know, we're going to have to get our kids ready here. We have two more days of practice. We had a short one inside today. I'll get outside, and, you know, it kind of gets dark early, so we have to be very efficient and get whatever we can in about an hour and a half done tomorrow. And, you know, we'll see what the weather's like on Wednesday. But this Ogilvie team looks very sound. They're just great size. It doesn't seem like they make many mistakes on defense. Offensively, they have a number of different sets that we'll have to be ready for, from you know, shotgun pistol twins to unbalanced I-back line, and just try to power down the field. So you're going to have a couple different defensive fronts ready for that.
And you mentioned the weather. At one point, we might maybe see some rain showers. It might have been an okay day, but now we might have a blizzard on our hands again. How are you preparing for that?
You know, that's what we played in last year. It probably wasn't a blizzard, but, you know, it's snowed the whole time. We're just going to have to see both teams off the play through whatever kind of weather is thrown at us. And, you know, we'll maybe work with a wet football tomorrow when we go outside. We've done that before when we were getting ready for the Nevis game. It looked, and we had some rain against Nevis. So I think that helped our kids a little bit. And, you know, just, you know, plan as best we can.
Do what you can for it. All right, well, sounds good, Brian. We'll
right.
see you on Thursday against Ogilvie, and then we'll have that game on 106.5 FM KRJB. That's Brian Nelson, head coach of the Fertile Belt Trammy Falcons, joining us on the YourLiveEvent.com Coaches Show.